Tyler Ranches reporting, the New York Assembly has approved a bill delaying the impact of the Common Core state standards and its aligned tests on teacher evaluations and other aspects of public education. This ban would be in effect for the 2013-2014 and 2014-2015 school years. Common Core test scores can't appear on student transcripts. The State Education Department can't offer any student data to the third-party vendors that could send that data to dashboards until July 1, 2015. In the spring of 2013, student test scores dropped significantly after taking the new Common Core aligned assessments. Governor Andrew Cuomo doesn't want students to be impacted unfairly by the transition to new standards and tests, but he doesn't want to dramatically alter educator evaluations. Students in JHS will not have to take Common Core standardized tests once this bill is made valid. For more, go to our source, edweek.org. P-Tech is a new program opening in the fall at Janson Avenue High School. It will have 50 students from the area participating and learning from their freshman year up until their second year of college when they graduate. This program will help local students prepare for high-skill jobs including health sciences, advanced manufacturing, engineering and technology, and business management. P-Tech will allow students to get an associate's degree tuition free from FMCC while still in high school. P-Tech will offer 11 different associate's degrees. JHS students will get degrees in the fields P-Tech offers and gives students an opportunity to fulfill their full potential. For more, go to our source, theleaderherald.com.
Carly Bloomquist reporting, President Barack Obama is planning on requesting $300 billion from Congress to do work on old roads and railways. This plan was announced by Obama at the Union Depot Rail and Bus Station. Obama said his plan would help provide jobs to many people. In the past, this money has come from federal gasoline and diesel fuel taxes, but Obama and Congress are unwilling to raise these taxes. Congress has been putting billions into these transportation funds because the revenues are declining. Obama is sending Congress a budget next week with this proposal that would rebuild transportation systems and create millions of jobs. If this plan is adopted, the money could mean new jobs for a lot of people, including parents who work in transportation. For more information, go to Atlantic Journal Constitution. For JHS students who are fans of Saturday Night Live, you may like to know Colin Jost, Saturday Night Live's head writer, is the new weekend update anchor for the show. The position used to be held by Seth Meyers, who now is the host of NBC's Late Night. For more information, go to Atlantic Journal Constitution.
Aaron Alvarez reporting, Kareem Khan, a Pakistani anti-drone activist, was allegedly abducted, beaten, and tortured for 9 days from February 5th to February 14th. He was taken the night before he was due to go to Europe and speak out against U.S. drone strikes. Khan reported being snatched out of his sleep and taken to a location where he was kept in a cell. He said his capturers asked him repeatedly of people's names that he did not know. Khan states that this experience doesn't deter him in any way, and he will continue to speak out against U.S. drone strikes. As U.S. drone strikes persist, tensions between the Middle East and the U.S. will increase, which will keep U.S. troops in the Middle East. Furthermore, the United States Department of Agriculture is cutting back on food inspectors. This has already caused the USDA to recall 8.7 million pounds of beef, including Nestle's Philly Steak and Cheese and Croissant's Philly Steak and Cheese Hot Pockets, and Kroger's ground beef mini sliders. The reason for this recall is that slaughterhouses have been processing diseased and unsafe animals without authority through federal inspections. This is also partly due to many food inspectors looking the other way when asked to do so by food companies. The bad products can easily leak into our school food system. Food recalls will increase as the government fails to fulfill their responsibilities in the food industry, increasing chances of animal cruelty, mad cow disease, and other illnesses leaking out into the public through contaminated, unsafe food products.
This is Megan Benton reporting.
Palestinian women seek tougher laws to combat honor killings. Teenage girls are being killed by male family members, and in 2013, 26 women were killed due to talking to men who are outside of their family. For more information, go to antiwar.com and click the link that says capital H-A-A-R-E-T-Z-S.com. District Food Service Program Director Teal Carpenter says that her program continues as a business to the U.S. Department of Agriculture regulations. She said that the food service must give low-sodium meals and break them up by age groups. By July 1st, the bread noodles must be whole grain, which nearly all the kids dislike. Also, starting July, the schools won't be able to sell chips and are only allowed to sell juice and diet soda in the high school.